is the Go Blue Crew.
Hello and welcome into the Go Blue Crew. I'm Tyler Fenwick with Derek Devine. Derek, it is Thursday, February 15th, 5:49 p.m., and something major just came across my desk. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Jim Harbaugh, okay, you know him as Michigan football's coach. Not anymore, my friend. He's off to the Chargers, back in the NFL. He's coaching in the pros again, which means Michigan has to go out and find a new head coach. Big discussion, will they elevate Sharon Moore? We'll get to that later. What's your initial reaction to the news here?
Not surprised. We talked about this the last time we chatted, about a month ago, probably. And I alluded to feeling this way after the Rose Bowl, feeling this way during the national championship. Felt like a chapter was closing. The business is finished. The lack of business is finished t-shirts, I should say. The lack of I'm coming back announcements at the parade. All roads, even over the last few years of off-season dancing around with NFL, all roads led to this. But, man, what a shocking turn of events for a Thursday, February 15th, keep in mind.
Couldn't believe it myself. I had to check with some people before I read that on air. Last thing I want to do is be wrong. I think you understand that. But that's real, folks. Jim Harbaugh, back in the NFL. What's your impression here of Sharon Moore? Does Michigan go ahead and hand the mantle to him after the way he stepped up late last season, won three games, beat Ohio State?
Hand the mantle to him. And if I were a betting man, I would say be prepared to replace your entire defensive staff because Harbaugh's the shark and he's going to take all of them.
These are jokes, of course. I don't know how long we were going to play into that, but been a long time since
I clicked that 3 seconds before I heard it, so
that
mistimed
same thing happened
the drum joke. Your anyway. Drum roll seemed to at least sound good on my end, but
okay.
Yeah,
we've discovered
is,
Riverside sounds.
Yeah, and they work for. We can hear each other. We can see each other clicking the sound too.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
But yeah, this is what you do when you can't podcast regularly in the off season, and Michigan basketball gives you no reason to go out of your way to podcast regularly, is you react to breaking news well late, purposefully. And actually, we talked about this probably in the last episode. We always have said you never know what could happen by the time this goes live. And yeah, I mean, I hadn't even had the thing chopped up before that 6 p.m. news dropped that evening. And luckily, we spent most of that show because of some time off recapping a national championship and recapping a Rose Bowl victory that I got to see in person, looking at the background on my desktop right now. But then time came and went, and so did Jim Harbaugh. And life without Jim Harbaugh is well underway. Sharon Moore, of course, the head coach. Continuity was the big thing, but hard to have that when you lose, more than half the staff. So we'll see what things look like, because we talked about this for sure. This 2024 schedule is looking pretty brutal.
It is.
And even when a Washington coach joins Alabama, a coach that a lot of people, including yourself, probably would have loved to see coach at Michigan. Not, no offense to Sharon Moore, is a Jed Fish. And in fact, you've probably called him before Michigan's future coach, and maybe could be someday. But all he does is leave Arizona, where he's had some success. Tough place to build a football program and head up to Washington, a national runner-up. So a game that was like, oh, maybe it won't be tough, probably will be tough on the road at Washington. And Michigan has a lot more questions than answers. For the first time in quite some time.
The real thing here is, does Michigan have a dynasty or did they have a few good years? And I think I brought that up the last time we talked. But at that time, we were kind of, you know, assuming maybe that Jim Harbaugh was leaving. Then he left. And so the question became very real. It's like, okay, you're losing a lot of your production, especially on offense. You're losing a good amount of your coaching staff along with your head coach. And you're elevating Sharon Moore, which was the obvious move. Obviously, you're not going to get a whole lot of pushback there. But also a plain fact is that this is his first head coaching job, and it's at Michigan, and it's with a reigning national champion. And he's got a lot to prove still with his ability to, you know, sustain a program, build a program, you know, keep things moving forward without becoming stagnant. And that's a lot of pressure, and he hasn't done it anywhere else, and he'll have to do it at Michigan. That's a really big job. So we're going to find out pretty soon, I think, just like where Michigan is in the landscape of not just college football, because if at this point, when you say college football, you're referring to like three conferences. Looking just at the Big Ten, you know, with the addition of Washington, USC, all the, like, it's going to be a really, really big task to just like be competitive. And thankfully the college football playoff is expanding. So there's no longer, you know, trying to become one of the top four teams, which at this point would like really shock me if Michigan was a top four team at the end of next season, but you can definitely see top 12, you know, if you're going to, if you win games in the Big Ten, those are going to be really nice wins. A lot of them are. And yeah, Texas to Michigan schedule next season could be all the, you know, for the better. But yeah, that's my main thing. It's just like, lots of things are changing, and yeah, you're the defending national champion, and yeah, like Sharon Moore's coming in with a lot of fanfare and a lot of people are excited, and I think that's great, and I'm one of the people who's excited. Awesome. Like, he's going to get the opportunity of a lifetime, and Jim Harbaugh left at a really great time. Like, the program is in good shape. He's done that. All that's great, but you might make a case that like the deck is still stacked against Sharon Moore just because of the circumstances he's been dealt with, an expanding Big Ten and a really difficult schedule and a lot of turnover with a staff and roster that he's inherited. So that's all there. That's a lot, but that's kind of like my, you know, my initial impression of where Michigan is right now.
Yeah. I think there's a couple of things that come to mind, and two coaches in particular, two programs to keep it in the Midwest. You have, you know, the Urban Meyer, Ryan Day situation, the famous passing over the controller video. And, you know, we know that Ryan Day has not beaten Michigan in the last 3 years, thanks to Jim Harbaugh. And then you have a Marcus Freeman situation when Brian Kelly decided to make the trip down south. And so, you know, naturally, it is a little delayed. So we're going to have to really learn to time that.
I'll try to do better.
Perfect use, though. Perfect use. I'm kind of caught in between, like, what situation is it? You know, Brian Kelly left for a job, you know, Urban Meyer, you know, the classic stepping away. Jim Harbaugh bolts for the NFL, where he's probably wanted to be since he left San Francisco, to be honest. Did accomplish what he wanted to accomplish at Michigan, took a lot longer than he probably even thought, especially than what most fans thought. But overall, it's different in the fact that a lot of guys, including the entire defensive staff, essentially went with him. And so now you have a guy who might not have those relationships yet in Sharon Moore. I think of it similar as, you know, what if Sharon Moore took the Florida job, for example, or another job that you would maybe consider a marquee job each year? You know, would that fan base be excited? He's obviously been able to manage huge games. But that's really all his experience is. You know, Harbaugh was around to coach during the week, help make personnel decisions. And, you know, Sharon Moore made the decision for sure to like, hey, we're just going to keep running the ball against Penn State, and this is how we're going to win. And it worked. So I think his ability to manage a game, he's going to have a lot of learning to do still, but I think he's proven that he can handle big game environments. You know, he has two top 10 wins. Those are really big, significant wins, especially with one being on the road and one being against a rival. But now he's got to handle just about everything else that comes with being a head coach, including media time, which I don't know if we had talked about this because Harbaugh was still the coach. I think that dude's done more interviews than Harbaugh did in 9 years. You know, especially early, he was talking to everybody. I think he's more of a modern guy, obviously, than Harbaugh. I think he's going to be in the media more. He's well-liked. He's already got a famous meme of him crying. So, you know, he's got that going for him, got that out of the way. You know, coaches get memes usually. A lot of challenges in front of him, but he does feel like the right guy for the job. The guy who made the most sense and probably the only guy that made sense after Harbaugh. Harbaugh will talk him up, you know, like crazy. He's talked up Grant Newsom since Grant Newsom had a gruesome injury in college and said, this guy is a future head coach. And now Grant Newsom is the offensive line coach after spending time with the tight ends. So his staff is coming together finally. I think a lot of fans are impatient. A lot of leveling up, more so than hiring out at this point, minus Wink Martindale from, you know, coming from the Giants, an NFL guy, kind of Don Brown-esque. If you ask fans, the old 60-year-old who is kind of hard-nosed and likes to blitz and maybe set in his ways can make you a little nervous. But even Jim Knowles, you know, that Ohio State, again, haven't beat Michigan in 3 years since he's been around, but Jim Knowles has, you know, been able to adapt and win games, even if not beating Michigan. So, yeah, it's Sherrone Moore's time. Wish all the best to him. I hope he has a lot of success, you know, even unbiasedly as a fan. Felt like a guy who was going to get a head coaching job no matter what after winning four games last year, I guess, technically, as a head coach. And I guess if Harbaugh is going to leave, you're thankful to have him at Michigan, and this is his chance. But in the back of probably every Michigan's fan's minds are the pre-Harbaugh days. I think we're all just kind of hoping that that doesn't also become the post-Harbaugh days. But when you change coaches and a big, monumental figure leaves, Alabama fans probably thinking the same thing. A lot of questions, especially more than answers.
Did Nick Saban leave Alabama last time we talked? Was that a thing yet?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I can't imagine it would have been.
I can't imagine
it would have been the day before. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely wasn't after Harbaugh. And I don't think it was, you know, a day before the Harbaugh news or the same day that we talked. So, yeah, Saban would have left and we probably mentioned it.
So three of the four college football playoff teams have new head coaches going into next season. I think I saw that prior to this past season, no Final Four team had ever replaced a head coach, like not one of them. And then it happens to three
and four.
So
you look back at this, you know, the four team playoff is no longer, but the fact that one of those coaches very well could have played Alabama, you know, one of those coaches is now coaching one of the other four playoff teams, which, you know, makes it even more interesting.
Point is, things change so fast and they don't even need to change for, you know, something to go sideways. Like, you don't have to look very far as a Michigan fan, you know, looking at the basketball program to see. It's not change that gets you. It's continuing to do some of the same stuff over and over again. So the fact that big change caught up to Michigan after, you know, 10 years almost of stability, even though the results kind of, you know, you had some down years, but like, you just don't have to look very far in the sport of college football or in athletics in general to see, you know, Michigan had it really good for those run of years with Jim Harbaugh up at the top. So maybe it's just another way to look at it. Just kind of be thankful that as fans, like, we were able to kind of stay away from all of that for so long. And even now, I mean, it's not like we had to sweat out a coaching search. You know, you kind of knew right. what was going to happen, that you didn't have to wait for, you know, somebody to track flights from Washington, you know, like who's on their way to Ann Arbor, none of that. Right. Like, you knew the guy was there. So I think we're still pretty lucky, actually. And that's, you know, results we'll have to wait and see. But at this point, like, things can just be so much worse. And it, I know it's all about what you know, your little bubble. Like, we're Michigan fans. We only know national championships right now. You know, we only know undefeated seasons as far as I'm concerned. So that's our perspective on things. But I think it's worth taking a few steps back and just looking at the rest of college football in general and saying, yeah, you know what? That was a really nice thing Jim Harbaugh did for us. Gave us some stability in our lives and made things a lot better and gave us that, you know, sweet ending that we'd always been looking for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, two things. The stability should continue according to his plan, at least, right? And so,
like,
Jim
God's
Harbaugh
plan? Like, capital
Jim
H.
Harbaugh's plan.
Oh.
College football God, maybe.
Well, he always said it was a godly program or something, right?
I mean, he is always so high on his guys, you know, whether it's his quarterback, you know, going to be the QB1 in the draft, or Strohmore, you know, I think 2 years ago now, apparently athletic directors were calling, is he ready? Is he ready? Oh, yeah, he's ready to be a head coach. Jim Harbaugh was always likely to end up back in the NFL unless the NFL didn't want him. And he probably feels like he's brought enough stability and laid the groundwork for Sharon Moore to be successful. I think the caveat is maybe even Sharon Moore was hopeful, or Ward Manuel was hopeful, that some of the continuity would be more present. You know, losing your entire defensive staff is difficult, but apparently a Jesse Minter and a Jim Harbaugh helped, you know, give Sharon Moore some pointers, a guy who needs pointers. And the kind of the Michigan West thing was brought up with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Wow. How old
Jim
are
Harbaugh
you?
Did play for San Diego. I was just watching some San Diego Chargers highlights the other day. So,
okay.
And probably a lot of San Diego residents who wish they were in San Diego. But
yeah,
all that to say, you know, Michigan West kind of turned into the joke of, you know, he's bringing all the Michigan people with him, and even some, you know, funny tweets of the band directors going and, you know, the event staff are going.
I didn't see that, so that's funny.
There's some funny ones out there. If you just go search, like, breaking, you know, going to the Chargers to join Harbaugh, you'll see, like, the two oldest event staff guys you've seen that are, you know, going to go retire out in California now. A lot of humor comes with, you know, this, and yeah, I think, again, I think he has the potential to do some good things, and it could have been worse. And that's kind of my second point. Like, Jim Harbaugh has danced with the NFL well too often, at least in the eyes of fans and maybe even some within the program. And Michigan easily could have lost to Alabama, or maybe even beaten Alabama, and maybe Michael Penix and Washington just ended up being unbeatable. And he's still probably going to the NFL because the core of who came back to accomplish the goal was leaving. And I even go as far as saying, like, maybe JJ comes back and gets guys to come back for another run. But we talked about this. You don't often get three chances and three in a row. And they did what they've been wanting to do successfully. But I'm not like the, oh, everything's fine, national championship, like, don't even care about next season, which you do see a little bit of, you know, living off this high of a championship for as long as you can. But, you know, Harbaugh is probably going to go either way. So thankful that national championship was brought to Michigan, because that guy's been itching for a Super Bowl, again, since he left the NFL the last time around. So, and again, this is the hard part is, even after the playoff losses 2 years ago, you thought you'd see an uptick in the recruiting and an uptick in this and that, and it really hasn't happened. And so where I'm trying to focus is there's new, like, a new NIL position. There's a new you know, general manager position. It's going to also be like an associate AD. specifically for the football program. Sherrone Moore is going to have to do things differently, and teams are going to have to do things differently as the landscape changes and as the college football playoff expands. So I do feel like Sherrone Moore has the opportunity as a young guy with other young coaches, you know, now more than ever around all leagues. He really has the opportunity to do it his own way, quite literally, because he has to. Because even if Harbaugh was around, and a guy like Harbaugh and Saban are probably not around because of this, but even if those guys stayed around, college football has changed so much in just Harbaugh's time back at Michigan. And so Sherrone Moore is likely a perfect candidate to kind of bridge this gap between what we know college football as now and, you know, what it's going to be next year and the year after. You know, it's a whole new Big Ten. It's a whole new college football playoff, a whole new recruiting landscape where you're basically recruiting your own guys first. I don't know that anyone anywhere, you know, knows how to handle this perfectly. And so whether you have a Nick Saban or a Sherrone Moore, kind of a question mark for all programs moving forward on what the landscape and how things will look. So, you know, at least you've got Jim Harbaugh's guy for the job. And if we're going to, you know, ride off into the sunset thanking Jim Harbaugh, then I guess hopefully we'll be thanking him 10 years from now that he, you know, he groomed Sherrone Moore into being a significant, you know, head coach.
Good point about 10 years into the future. Kind of crazy to think about all the things that could be different by then. Michigan's spring game is April 20th. And am I right that that's a little later than normal?
Feels like it. And I know that before the championship, Harbaugh was talking about they're going to take some extra time off. Some people took that as like, oh, he's coming back. So I don't know if they're still going to follow that model or what, but yeah, I feel like it used to be in the early teens. Maybe I can look that up while you continue.
Well, anyway, I wanted to know if this feels like maybe the most anticipated spring game in a while. I mean, you had some highly anticipated Harbaugh ones in those years, but with a new coach, everybody's going to want to know, like, who's looking like the top two, three competitors at quarterback, that kind of thing. I mean, could you say or make a case that, like, this is a more anticipated spring game than – leave out Jim Harbaugh's first one. Yeah. Other than that one, is it more anticipated?
Maybe 2 years ago with the Cade and JJ controversy. Last year I looked. It was April 1st. I went. Luckily it was up in, like, the press or the suite area. Because it was a really cold April 1st. And so that kind of was like a downer to the people who went. It's way too cold in April to enjoy spring football.
Yeah.
So maybe 2 years ago, but all in its completely own way. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of eyes on Michigan's spring game. And especially looking for answers offensively. And by then, you know, Michigan has what, 10, 12, 15 more days to survive the extra portal window for Michigan players. By then, another portal window is going to be coming around. And so, yeah, what Michigan looks like, you know, what we've heard from the coaches who all have talked by then, some of the players that have returned who have talked by then that get to, you know, talk up the younger guys. A guy like Samaj Morgan is probably going to try to get on the microphone all the time because he just loves being on the mic, highlighting himself. You know, it's going to be a guy like that, though, an Alex Orji, you know, whoever it may be. You've got your guys who think that they're sure starters and likely are because they've played some significant time. Yeah, highly anticipated always when there's a new coach. And so I'm imagining, especially April 20th, I would hope it'd be warmer than last year's April 1st. Probably going to be a pretty packed house, at least in terms of a Michigan spring game.
Derek, can I throw you a curveball before we go?
Go.
All right. The Tigers open their schedule March 28th at the Chicago White Sox. Here's what I want to know. Is Detroit competing in what will once again be one of the weaker divisions in baseball?
Yes.
Just plain yes?
Just plain yes. I think similar to the Wings, I think it'll be the classic Detroit up and down long regular season. But I think that they will put themselves in a position to have a playoff appearance, though likely going to be something that comes down to, you know, the grinding part of the schedule where some teams are playing games that don't matter and the Tigers are every game matters. So, but I'm going to give them that shot.
Okay.
And if it's not this year, you're going to probably see change for what, the 10th year in a row at this point, it feels like. So
here's what I'm going to paint this picture for you. I know baseball overlaps into the football season, but let's just look at it as like a sports calendar. You'd have Michigan football going perfect, winning the national championship. Let's bump aside basketball here. You got the Red Wings doing well. We're going to bump the Pistons to the side too. The Lions competed really well. What if the Tigers were just competitive? I'm not even talking like making it to the postseason. I'm talking like playing meaningful baseball late in the season. What would that mean, do you think, to like Detroiters up there whose, you know, fan alliances fall within that circle?
I think Lions more important than any team having the success that they've had, because it's been just such a long time since even like the playoff win, you know, my whole lifetime. And I think Tigers, one, if you get a full Comerica, you can have some great summer days, especially on the weekends or summer evenings, even during the week, downtown Detroit. And there's more, I mean, I know you've spent time in Detroit. There's more than ever to do. You also have, we talked about this pre-show, you have in, you know, March, late March, the regional finals for the NCAA tournament. You have an April NFL draft. I mean, if the Tigers can even start by playing winning baseball, and who knows, maybe, you know, fans showing up and having a good time will give them some extra juice to stay competitive. But it would be huge to have a good summer of into fall of Tigers baseball. And then obviously a lot of hype around the Lions. And then, you know, for someone like me, you know, living just outside of Detroit as a Michigan fan, a lot of anticipation for life after Jim Harbaugh. But man, if the Tigers could do the city a solid, the city would be.
I like that. Do Detroit a solid.
I mean, there's literally an article I saw. It was like, if the Lions can do it, why not the Tigers too, or something like
right.
that. So there's definitely the, you know, it's there. The anticipation's there. I mean, they've got players. They've got, you know, good coaches. It's just that hasn't come together consistently enough. And we've been asked to, you know, give the new management time, and time we have given. And, yeah, this becomes the year where if it's same old, like the Pistons have been for, you know, almost two decades. Exactly two decades probably now. Yeah, you can't give too much time. But even Jim Harbaugh got 9 years, and
he did.
Aren't we glad we waited?
We are. At some point, maybe the next time we do this, we'll have to talk about the basketball team, because Ward Manuel kind of threw his support behind Juwan Howard, which partly you just expect as like a, you know, administrative leader, but I think
yeah,
it means something. So we'll have
yeah.
to address that. And
also, I would love to spend time, in case basketball is horrific and we don't want to talk about how Michigan lost to Michigan State by 30 at home, we could always talk about college football 25.
Oh, yeah. The hype video with something more official coming in May and then the game coming out in the summer.
So I think we did a little mini off-season, like what do we want? Let's revisit that as well, what would we like
yeah.
to see in the game? Come up with some scenarios with NIL and the expanded playoff. And
the portal is going to be major in that.
Portal.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
That's an episode on its own.
We'll have to talk about that. I'm going to have to play the game now and like get some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Things I want to see. Okay, we'll put that on the list of things to do. Until then, take care out there, everybody. And go blue.
Go blue.